issue of the roadblocks is a problem to all humanitarian organizations and all those right-based organizations that are operating and transacting and moving across, giving services. And not only on the land, but also on the riverine.
That is Bol Deng, Executive Director of Intrepid, South Sudan, one of many local organizations that has described the hardships caused by primarily government forces who set up illegal checkpoints along several roads across the country. Deng says sometimes aid workers are forced to dig deep into their pockets to pay off officers who run illegal checkpoints as they make their way to those in need. In some situations, he says aid workers are forced to spend a night at such checkpoints if there is no money paid until they are rescued by someone from their base office.
The common statement that they always give for justification to these charges is that this money that we collect from you, we collect to keep us doing our work, to keep us wearing this uniform we are wearing, because they don't get these services that the government ought to give them on time, and so they get these charges, you know, to keep them in the place of duty, and disorganized forces who create roadblocks.
Deng's organization operates in parts of Jonglei State, delivering humanitarian aid to vulnerable people, especially those in remote areas. Deng says sometimes the officers manning the checkpoints do not charge much money depending on the load being transported, but he says the frequent stopovers at checkpoints cause delays and, for the case of traders, force prices of goods to hike. Archbishop Justin Badi Arama spoke recently during the South Sudan Governors Forum in Juba. He says calls to address illegal checkpoints across parts of the country is a cry for help from the people. Central Equatorial State Governor Emmanuel Adil admits illegal checkpoints exist in the state. He says although his government issued executive orders for county commissioners to shut down illegal checkpoints, they continue in some areas.
As we go from here, we'll go and make sure if there is any roadblock, I don't want to deny, if there's any roadblock, has to be removed for the best interest of our people. And that one, we have an order as a government, we don't entertain roadblock, but official road checkpoints, which are international now, borders, these are entertained for purposes of custom and other related services.
Jonglei State Governor Denai Chagor admits the problem exists in his state too, but he blames the problem on bureaucratic policies within the unity government.
We are in a coalition government, and we are in a government where it is a formulation of political parties, armed political parties. And so moving things in some areas sometimes is not easy. It's not a one-day, you know, decision that you can make. You have to consult with people. You know it so well. There are some areas in South Sudan that are called, you know, control areas of some parties.
At the opening of the Governors Forum in Juba this week, Archbishop Justin Badi called on the governors to address the issue, saying it is affecting service delivery to citizens.
I want to say to our governors, the cry from your people is that the roadblocks are too much, too many. So please reduce them or remove them for free movement to deliver service to the people.
The issue of illegal roadblocks surfaced in recent years, causing concern among aid workers and traders. It has remained unaddressed even though the unity government was formed nearly 3 years ago after the parties signed the 2018 Revitalized Peace Deal. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.